With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement to temporarily halt fighting in Gaza to facilitate the release of the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The pause is seen as a step toward implementing parts of a broader peace plan backed by the president. Heritage Foundation military analyst Brett Sadler believes the staged protests against Israel are more of a distraction than a true reflection of the situation.
Despite what you see in the streets of London, Paris, and Chicago and New York, for pro-Hamas kind of agitators, the real winds of change are moving in the direction of peace in a more liberal and free societies, and I mean in the democratic sense of that. And I think that's good for Americans, and it's certainly good for the hostage families.
President Trump told reporters Friday he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping planned for late October in South Korea.
But I don't know that we're going to have it, but I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But, you know, they hit the world with something that really is not anything that people are going to do.
Google is facing new regulations in the UK.
Britain's antitrust watchdog is labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market, paving the way for regulators to force the company to change its business practices to ensure more competition. The Competition and Markets Authority said on Friday that its investigation found that the U.S. tech giant has what it calls strategic market status because of what it describes as substantial and entrenched market power in general search and search advertising. Bob Agner reporting.
Mississippi officials report two separate shootings on opposite sides of the state Friday night that left at least eight people dead and many more injured, six killed in downtown Leland after a high school football homecoming game in the Mississippi Delta region in the state's western edge. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists launched new attacks on Christians in Mozambique. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that's allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. Simon Burton, a Manchester native, says, "We are Jews, but we're English. We have lived in Manchester for 150 years, and we belong here." This is SRN News. This past week, the Washington Post editorial board questioned liberals demanding an extension of costly COVID-era Obamacare subsidies as the price for ending the government shutdown. Economist Steve Moore explains that Obamacare simply moved the health care system out of the private sector and into the government.
It was just moving the system out of the private sector into the government. So now taxpayers are paying a much, much larger share of the bill. It's not health care is less expensive. It's just who's paying for it. And when you're running a $37 trillion debt and a $2 trillion annual deficit, what the Democrats are saying is they want to move more and more and more people into Obamacare, into these subsidized plans. We just can't afford it. We're losing $2 trillion.
The Post editorial board wrote the real problem is that the Affordable Care Act never was actually affordable. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.